He got involved in a lot of things. The first meeting to save the Fox Theater was held at the restaurant at Aaron's, and his son and Stephen and his wife were instrumental in keeping that movement going. And I think the wife, Steve's wife, who passed away, was kind of the secretary of at least the initial movement. And then Ed was involved with a number of different groups in town in which he would provide food or this famous sweet rolls for events. And he was part of the National Restaurant Association, the Georgia Restaurant Association. He was president of the National Association for a period of time, went around the country, did some oversight, I guess would be the word today, in some of the government or Army military cafeterias or whatever they were called at the time.
Well, this month marks 50 years since Herons decided to integrate its dining room.
Correct.
June 1963.
Correct.
A pretty volatile time in the South, the summer of 63. On June 11th, Governor Wallace in Alabama blocks the door to the University of Alabama to prevent black students from enrolling. The next day, Medgar Evers is assassinated in Mississippi.
Right.
Those events precipitated the decision in June to desegregate?
I think those and whatever was happening before those two events, as Ed tells the story, Ed Nobles, who owned the Lenox Mall area, basically was said to the members of the Restaurant Association, hey, guys, you see what's going on in the South, and we have to learn from that. And in essence, we don't want that to happen here in Atlanta. So the restaurateurs met for hundreds of hours to discuss the integration. And eventually it came down to yay or nay, and Ed was the first guy to stand up and said, I'll do it. And then others followed, and that's how it happened. And then the plan was put together, and they had, they being the restaurant commissioner, whatever you want to call it, met with Dr. Lee Shelton and set up the dinner and made the formal invitation. And the Sheltons, Lee and Dolores, his wife, and her mother came to dinner.
Well, let me ask you about that. The first two African Americans to dine after the desegregation of Herons Dining Room, Dr. Lee Shelton and his wife, who were they?
Originally, I believe Dr. Shelton came from Mississippi, and he moved to Atlanta. He was married to Dolores. They raised four children, three girls and a boy. Dr. Lee was involved with integrating the hospitals, and he was an activist in that sense. He was starting his own practice, and in the spare time, he just did other activist activities and just felt that was the thing to do.
So what was the reaction to the desegregation of Herons? How'd that go down in the community?
Well, you know, I hate to be a Solomon, but there was 50-50. I mean, there were a number of people who thought it was a great thing and that Ed was really a stand-up guy and really spoke highly of him. And there were others who would never eat in Herons again, or at least that's what they wrote to him. And they would go to their private clubs or to other restaurants, probably more than likely to the other private clubs because they did not know which restaurants had desegregated and which did and which didn't.
What's interesting, though, when you think about restaurants in Atlanta back during the 50s and 60s that were segregated, they had a black staff, though, many of them.
Oh, and that's what Ed would consistently point out to people. Where do you think the staff ate? They ate in the restaurant. They ate off the same plates. But, you know, people, either they don't think of that, or if they do, they just put it out of their mind, or who knows what. But there certainly is a facade there.
The commemoration event you have planned for June 25th
right.
at the Balzer Theater at Herons to begin with. What have you got planned while you're at Herons that night?
Well, we're going to show the documentary.
About the Sheltons.
About the Sheltons and the integration of the restaurant. We will have Ed Negri's daughter, Ellen Luce, talk about her dad. We're going to have his granddaughter's husband speak. We're going to have some representatives from the various restaurant associations talk, and then Tom Key is going to do an interview with Lee and Dolores on stage. After that, we'll all sweep over to the Rialto lobby, in which we'll have food and beverages. And the food is being prepared by Chef Bob at the Georgia State University School of Hospitality. And the food that Chef Bob is preparing will be bite-sized samplings of some of the items on the original Heron's menu, including the sweet rolls.
Including the cinnamon rolls.
Right, right.
They have to be there.
Have to be there.
Well, Ed Negri, I think, was one of the first restaurateurs to put a live lobster tank in his restaurant. And that's a whole other story. So will lobster be on the menu for that event?
I don't think lobster will be, but salmon, they were famous for their salmon plank. They had shrimp en nod was another one. Obviously, the sweet rolls.
So, Bill, for folks who'd like to attend, what's the best way they can get information?
The easiest way would be to go to Theatrical Outfit's website, which is www.theatricaloutfit.org. And on the front page, there will be a Heron's Lobster link. It says an evening at Heron's. Just click on that symbol, and that will bring you to the link that says Heron's .evenbright.confirmation number. And you click on that, and it'll get you right to the ticket ordering website, and you can put your credit card number in and order number tickets, and you're done.
Bill Balzer is a member of the Board of Trustees for Theatrical Outfit and a longtime friend of the late Ed Negri. Bill, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.